Hello, and welcome back to the Dungeons & Dragons Podcast UK. My name is Yasmin, and I will be the DM.
Hi, my name's Colin, and I play Kewin de Greymont, a paladin from Gavany.
Hi, I'm Spencer. I play Caddo Chasseur, a cleric also from Gavany.
Hi, I'm Brian, and I play Ogvar Shorefoot, a ranger from Keswick.
Hi, my name is Samantha, and I play Elora Greyvale, a sorcerer from Nephalia.
As we rejoin our yarn, the team have just consulted Caddo's compass and a slight course correction has been implemented. The paladin is poking out a safe path as the party press on through the mist-shrouded mire. With another night out ahead and Esther's sunken spirits, they can only hope that things become better. Episode 37, Mist, Murk, and Things That Lurk.
So you start walking as you're eating. Esther makes a bit of a comment. She goes, oh, well, you know, it's always a miracle how the church are able to make provisions taste so bland, isn't it, Caddo?
Eat what I'm given.
It's more sustenance than actual food, sort of thing. Yes. Dry rations.
I suppose so. Everyone who is eating while they're walking, make me a fortitude save, please.
That might be me, because I'm still eating.
Here comes stomachache.
Well, I mean, you're all eating while you're walking, so...
Here comes stomachache.
Fortitude.
22.
Okay.
Oh. Iron gut.
I think I've only rolled twice.
No.
That's 19 plus 5. That's 24 in total for Laura.
Yep.
13.
13.
17 all in for Caddo.
Okay. Right, yep. You have your lunch while you're walking. And you're going to carry on walking, I take it, for another two or three hours, perhaps?
Yes.
I'll just keep pushing on.
Yes.
So,
get trench foot.
We started off at probably about 7 o'clock in the morning. 11, 12, 1.
Love an early start.
So it's like probably about 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock.
Well, we need a couple of hours to make camp and have supper before it gets dark.
Well, you need an hour just to make the camp. You can eat in dark.
That is true.
You've probably got about another 2-3 hours walking before you'd have to stop to make a camp. Are you going to continue to walk?
I would imagine. Surely the light's dropping down a little bit now because, well, obviously, we haven't got out of the mist and the murk, have we? So it's still light, but it's not going to be long before it's dark.
No, you've got about another 2-3 hours before you have to stop and make a camp. Okay, so you're walking for those 2-3 hours?
Let's push on. We've got nothing better to do.
Okay, so...
train the raven.
Somebody make me 50% chance roll, please.
Oh, must be my turn.
Pick your percentile.
I will go... 30 to 80.
Okay.
Inside's good.
Okay.
53.
Okay. You're on fire, you lot. Okay.
As we're walking and seemingly successfully evading anything, I will attempt to strike up a conversation with Caddo.
Okay.
Being as we are stuck in the middle and...
nothing else to do.
Kewin's poking around with his stick and girly chat behind.
You can hear Esther and the Lord behind you having a bit of a chit-chat. Yeah. You can hear Kewin in front going, plush, plush, sploosh, sploosh, sploosh. Bloosh with his stick.
And he's doing something with the stick.
There's me thinking that's the inside of Esther's boot.
Oh dear. And you can hear around you, surroundings, general. I mean, you can hear, there's a couple of occasions when you can hear far off to the right, you can hear like a roar in the mist. And there's a couple of other bits you can like kind of hear on certain occasions, almost like ghostly screams, things like that. bit spooky, bit scary, but you're not encountering anything at the moment.
Okay. Well, turn to Caddo as we are stuck in the middle, and Caddo, are you particularly worried about Pickle being on his own?
No. So I've been training animals since I can remember. But I mean, Pickle's been with me for 5 years. He'll do exactly what he's told when he's told. And as long as Galor's with him or somebody's with him, he won't stray away from the island unless somebody literally drags him off, because he'll do what he was told. Animal training's kind of my thing.
Excellent. I suppose I may be able to take a leaf or two out of your book at some time.
Oh, you're doing a good job so far with that raven of yours. It keeps coming back. That's always a good start. If it comes back, it's clearly enjoying itself.
I see. Seems to. You were growing up with animals. I can't see that was the sort of thing you do to Galor. And you must be fairly new acquaintances with him. How did that come about?
He was foisted would be the wrong word, but he was purchased to protect me whilst I came south with the equipment. But I've always been around animals. So my granddad, I grew up with my granddad, and he was a hunting dog trainer, and I used to love going out in the woods with him.
I like the woods as well, but much more of a goat man myself.
Each to their own. No, we've always trained animals, and my dad, God bless his rolls, God bless his soul, he was a dog trainer as well before we lost him, and I've just always been around animals. In fact, the only reason why I took up holy orders is kind of grandma made me. So don't argue with the women folk. You know how it is.
In a different life, we may have both been rangers then.
Well, quite possibly. She worked at the monastery, so every Sunday we had to go to church. And I kind of like the singing. When I was younger, I'm not much into it anymore. My voice never really developed into a decent. But I was in the choir when I was younger, I got so used to being around the church that I kind of got thought, well, why not join the church rather than. It wasn't a lot to do in a little village. You know where it's like. There's not a lot to do in a little village. Sir. I thought there might be a bit more excitement if I joined the church. And look at me now. Out here with you lot, a bunch of adventurers. So,
We haven't got that far. We're having a good go with varying levels of success.
Well, the Archangel seems to be looking over you.
Well, hopefully so. Hopefully so.
So, a couple of hours have passed. Your conversation didn't obviously take a couple of hours. There's been some kind of chit-chat in between. And it's got to the point where it's starting to kind of get really dark and murky now.
I reckon it's starting to drop a bit too far now, the old lights.
Maybe
need to look for a reasonable campsite. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I can hear him from the back. We're obviously not that far strung out. We're relatively bunched up. You're probably right. Can you see anywhere up there that's maybe a bit flat? Maybe on a bit of a hill or a tunnock or, I don't know, a bit of trees or vegetation that we can just get a bit of shelter from?
Oh, we'd better have a look.
I mean, you can't pitch your tent on this stuff. It's too boggy.
We need a dry bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so, survival.
Who's looking for a place to stop?
Well, I'm
up front.
I'm the front.
Okay, so.
So
make a survival check. Oh, God.
No. Do you want me to keep that?
Is it a good one?
Yeah. It was 19 plus.
Okay.
We're on to 20.
We're loving that one.
In which case, don't ask the question.
You find a swamp hotel.
No, that would have been the nat 20.
Find a trust house water.
Okay. Yeah, it's actually there's a little chef and there's a premier inn.
Oh, that'll do. Premier inn, yeah.
Oh, I was hoping for a spoons.
The chef jubilee pancake. Oh.
There's a Costa by the side of it. No, okay. So, you've kind of decided to looking for a place to stop. And you take a look around. Obviously, you've only got a 20-foot kind of vision. But you find, with your stick, you actually find some ground, which is fairly solid. There looks to be... there's a couple of trees. It's a couple of very sparse, twiggy, branchy trees. There's no real leaves on them. So there's a couple of almost dead trees, and yeah, you just, it's a little small piece of ground.
Well, it looks all right here. Suppose we could give this a go.
Oh, yes.
Some dead trees there, that might help.
Make a fire.
Yeah.
I think that may be a first priority. Let's get some light on the subject and...
Smash a few bits off and get some twigs going.
Okay.
Do anything about avoiding some unwanted... We could do without the unwanted visitors tonight, couldn't we?
Oh, big fire then. Very big fire.
Yeah. Yes, okay. I suppose this is it. Let's make camp here. Let's, get set up.
Yep.
Okay. Make a fire.
Okay, so you start making a fire. As you kind of start setting up, and obviously you're setting up tents, you hear, in the interest of defence, would it be a good idea to maybe chop some of those bigger branches off and put them in the ground like stakes, perhaps?
Oh, you can't beat a pointy stick.
Why, you could, I suppose, but, would it be worth, maybe?
Yeah, we can do that, in between we can... I've got a few caltrops, I'll put them...
Just a few.
Just a few.
Okay, so you start setting up camp. If you want a place where you are on the board, you need a couple of D6s for the other tents.
A bit of shape. I'll tell you what would make a really good tent is a hero's.
Well, yeah, I've got one ready.
Yeah, look.
Oh, no, did you want one?
Yeah, look. That's almost tent shape. Look.
It could be a sleeping bag.
Okay, so if you set in your camp,
how many tents do we need?
You should be one tent per person.
Tent each.
Five then.
Five.
Sam, we need another miniature heroes wrapper.
Yep.
You don't actually have to. You don't actually have to eat the smoothie to use the.
I'll sacrifice myself.
Oh. Quick, more tents.
Oh, look, it's Glastonbury.
Yeah, I need a tent for my equipment.
The Drunken Mile has now turned into a shanty town.
Yeah.
Need one of those fires, campfires with fishes on it. There's no fish.
There's
fish. Or a cooking pot,
for that matter. I think I've got a cooking pot. Surely we've got room in the talking bag for a cooking pot.
Okay. Right, so it takes you about maybe half an hour to set up a camp. You've got a big fire going. How big are you making this fire? Are we talking teepee fire, triangle fire, crosshatch fire?
I think what we'll do is look at how much wood we've got and make sure the fire's the equivalent size that we know we've got enough wood to last the night.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
What we don't want to do is run out of fire, do we?
Could always burn one of the 15 tents we've got.
Yeah.
Okay.
Burn
Are you setting up anything in the way of defences for the night?
Well, Esther's pointy stick plan.
Okay, so you've got a couple of pointy sticks out there.
And in
on
between.
The dry bits, I suppose. Can you go around? We could go around the outside, couldn't we, and work out which are the drier approach routes? Because obviously anybody coming by the wet bits would squelch.
Okay, make me a survival check, then.
Oh, okay.
All of it?
Just Caddo and whoever's helping him stick pointy sticks in. Probably
16.
Okay, 16.
Will we all help with that, or?
I mean, if you want to help, you can have +2 on that. So, you succeeded the check anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, you're able to identify that there may be 2 or 3 kind of drier areas and the rest are kind of boggy and a bit squelchy. Yeah, what are you doing? You're just sticking some stakes in.
What you do is you make
sharpen the top.
Yeah, so you dig in with your dagger. Generally, the idea is that a third of the stake is in the soil, with 2/3 sticking out, with the pointy bit pointing out of camp.
Okay,
so that they're nicely wedged in, and then what you do is you stick it in the hole, and then you refill around it so that it's well and truly wedged in.
Yeah. Okay. So let's say give you a D10. How many of these are you able to make out of the branches? Skewed. Still skewed. Getting worse.
You're
going
handy being a bushcraft.
There
instructor.
We go. Yeah. You managed to make.
Imagine every bushcraft.
You managed to make kind of 9 of these stakes. There are a couple of thicker, better ones, and a couple of like smaller, skinnier ones. But you managed to make 9 of these stakes and settle them into the ground.
Brilliant.
Okay, so let's just put... There are three dry routes into the camp. Let's just put one over this way.
Yeah?
Yeah, one on the other side. Yeah. And then one up, like, kind of on the... Almost like a triangle.
Between the two tents.
Yeah, if you just pull it out a bit. There we go.
So that's where the stakes are?
Yeah, that's where you've got some stakes.
Okay.
The rest of the area in outside of that kind of circle is kind of boggier, squelchier, not so nice. Okay, so you've set up your camp, you've put some defences up.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Well, I suppose I might as well eat the other half of the ration.
I think it'll have to be rations. We have seen very little in the way of game today, so...
We've not caught anything for dinner, have we? We're going to have to eat the dry stuff again.
If you want to actively hunt and maybe get some rabbit or food or game in the middle of the day, you know, pipe up about it and we'll get that sorted.
No problem.
Okay, so you sit down, you've got a nice fire going, tents are up, you've got defences, you're eating something. Good evening. So anything you're doing in the evening?
Well, we're just going to... I'm going to turn to Ogvar and say, now, Ogvar, what do you reckon? Do you reckon we should leave the ladies out of the watch tonight? Just to let them have a bit of... I think Esther's taking a bit of a... What do you think, Caddo?
Yeah, I'm up for that. We could do.
We'll do it between us.
4 hours each.
Okay. Yeah, reasonable. You know, Esther's, you know, seems to be struggling a bit today. So,
cold.
Yeah.
Cold would be the word.
No.
Irritable.
Well, you know, they are female, so.
Laura, do you want to make a listen check, please?
Is anybody any good at boot repairs?
The DM has definitely heard that one.
Unfortunately, that was my worst roll so far. That was a 9 plus 3, which is a 12.
You got away with that.
No. You're not exactly being subtle. You all three of you are kind of there going... Right. Luckily for you, Laura and Esther are engrossed in their own conversation, and although they can see you're having a bit of a ooh between you lot, they're not particularly bothered.
Peace. Got away with
You've
that
escaped
one.
A beating.
Does anybody know how to do boot repairs? Because I've got the impression one of Esther's boots is giving up the game.
Unless it can be done with bag butter, I'm afraid I'm probably not the man for that.
Cantrip is mending the cantrip.
I don't know, have you got it?
I haven't. Oh, no, I probably haven't.
Check
I've got
it.
Yep. I can make minor repairs to something like a boot.
Mending.
I've got mending.
Cantrip, was it? Sorcerer spells.
I'll give you a sorcerer spell on this.
I'm sure it's got... I would be a rose
spell. Yeah.
Sorcerer wizard cantrips. Yeah. Mending makes minor repairs on an object. Yeah. I'll turn to Esther, that boot of yours, is the water coming in through the boot or has it gone over the top?
She says, well, I'm not really sure, it's just cold and wet. And she leans out, she pulls off a boot, and as she pulls off a boot, you can see there's a bit of mud falls out of it. She goes, it's not particularly nice. And she holds it so like she goes, oh look, there's a hole in the heel. There we go.
We'll pass it over here.
She passes over the boot and she goes, well.
I'm going to get my water skin out and I'm literally going to flush the boot inside out because there's nothing worse than walking with a boot. So I'm going to clean the boot out, shake it to get rid of any excess water, and I'm just going to cast mending on the boot.
Yeah. She watches you do this, she goes, oh, that's splendid.
I'm then going to stand up and say, give me your other boot.
She gives you the other boot.
Right, I'm going to just give that a nice clean and dry inside. I'm going to take it over by... somebody lit a fire? Take it somebody.
Yeah, there's a big fire.
Okay, so I'm going to take them over by the fire and I'm going to... there's a couple of sticks and stuff knocking around.
Yeah, there's a couple of loose branches.
Right, I'm just going to dig a couple of loose branches, break the ends off and just stick one boot into on the top of each stick right by the fire so that the warm air can circulate.
What's that smell?
Oh, don't mind about that.
Sorry, was it me?
Be a bit more cheerful for Esther. I've mended a boot for her.
Hey, boys, Laura's doing a boot cleaning service. Anybody up for cleaning
your
boots?
Oh, I'm not cleaning your boots. But I just thought...
Is Esther now walking around barefoot?
She's got socks on, but she's taken the one sock off, which is kind of coated in mud, and she's given it a bit of a rinse, and she's kind of dangling it by the fire.
That explains the smell.
Yes.
She definitely heard that.
Well, that's what we need, a bit
of
levity.
What's your AC?
16 at the minute.
16. You receive a wet sock straight to the face.
Brilliant, okay.
Nice.
Okay, Esther, noted. No campfire humour.
Well, that'll wring it out. That's got rid of some of the water in it.
Oh, God, just looks at his feet and be like...
Okay, well, I took last watch last night, guys, so is everybody happy if I take first watch tonight?
Yeah, fine.
And I can get my head down after that.
Okay. So, sorting out watches for the night, how are you going to split them?
Well, if everybody's happy, I'll take first watch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 4-hour chunks each, guys? Happy with that?
Yeah. Well, we'll be...
Well, if you're doing 4-hour chunks, you're probably going to have...
12 hours sleep.
Yeah. That's quite a lot of sleep.
Yeah, that's a hell of a lot.
Well, yeah, but it's dark early. What else are we going
to do? Well, yeah, I suppose it depends what time it gets dark and what time it gets light.
You've got about maybe 9 hours
We'll do 3 hours each then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Although I'll be up early for prayers. I'll be up with the dawn for prayers anyway.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. You want to go second or third?
Yeah, I'll go second. Okay.
Yes, I'll go second. Okay, I'll take the last watch and then... Yes. I'll get you all up at the, not quite the crack of dawn, but, you know.
Laura's just munching through her last... It's like a biscuity-type thing that she's got in her rations. It's really hard, crunchy. Not overly nice, but...
As you're sat around the campfire, it's early evening. It's still quite early on. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't all be going to bed now, because it's a bit early. Mm. Esther kind of... She's retrieved her sock. She's kind of hopped on one foot, retrieved her sock. And she's sat there, kind of, she's wrung it out, and she's kind of drying it by the fire. She says, well, I suppose we should have a bit of a talk about what the, weird, skeletal, gaunt-looking cultist was saying, I suppose. Because I haven't heard of this before. So what is this about Avacyn being trapped?
Oh.
Ooh, now, Gwyn?
Laura's just going to shuffle uncomfortably.
I didn't pick up on that, Esther. Is she trapped somewhere?
Well, from what he was saying, there appears to be some kind of trouble with the Archangel herself, and these three appear to be on a quest of some sorts.
Kieran.
Or they have some knowledge of the situation.
I think.
Now, I'm not one for prying, but considering the situation we're in, it sounds pretty dire.
Well, I think we know a little bit more than this than... We kind of told you, but this is something for Kieran, I think.
Right, basically, the Machaos, the head of the church, sent me on a quest to try and decode some notes from a lady called Katarina, who and her husband Siegfried's notes. They all seem to be in a code and we can't quite figure it out. So they've sent us to try and sort out what these codes might be, or to find her or him, sort out something called a Strionic Resonator, which might unlock the Hell Vault that she's trapped in.
So the rumours that protective wards and shrines have started to fail is true then?
It appears so. Things have, as you said to us before, you know, odd things are happening more and more.
Yes,
frequently.
This is making more sense. The Nebelgast and everything getting worse.
Yes, but as you can imagine, we can't exactly go around blurting out who we are.
No.
And what we're looking for, so...
So, this is obviously quite serious. If the Skursdag are aware of the fact that she is trapped, then...
We might be in, yes, a bit more, they might throw a few things our way you know, not just out of spite, but to try and block us from finding out things.
And this is quite a serious situation then.
Well, we weren't trusted with this information for some time until we were in Dranau, because obviously this was Kieran's task.
Yes, but obviously the...
But he had to tell us at some point, because we had to understand what it was that we were doing.
Yes, and now with the information being revealed to both myself and you, Caddo, that's also not very good, I suppose.
Well, it was always a case of the fewer people know, the better, because
yes,
people would panic. But,
yes.
This is something we can't do alone.
To think the Archangel was trapped inside the Hell Vault, that's...
That's terrible.
That's quite the serious situation.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we're, trying to get along and get ahead, if because you two, you said you would be very well to join us, and, Caddo, hopefully he'll join us just to boost the party, because, it is getting a bit more,
Yes, it's only going to get worse from here on, I suppose.
Yes.
Do you have this journal and this? So you say it was a resonator thing. Have you got those with you now?
Well, the resonator's in a couple of pieces, but the journal was.
You've got the journal.
I've got the journal in the pack.
And has anybody been able to make any sense of it?
Oh,
it's all in the cipher code.
That's why we.
We got some clues from a friend. We tracked down a friend of Katarina's. We know that Katarina Brunn had been in Dranau, which is why we came to Dranau. It was the only clue we had. We've since found out that we followed the trail that she took in Dranau, and we picked up more clues, and we now have some more information about where we may need to land next. Our plan is to travel down to Jenrik's Tower, which means travelling down from here and down to Selhof and beyond.
So down the coast.
It's a good week's travel from Dranau down to...
Did you say Katarina Brunn?
I did.
Oh, yes, I had heard of Katarina
She
before.
Had been up to the church. I believe she... Well, she had Cathar's robes on, that's what we were told.
Yes, Katarina. Yes, of course I've heard of her before. She came and dropped that letter off for me. I didn't realise until now that was the same person.
Yeah, well, she's disappeared. We fear the worst.
That's absolutely terrible.
And according to the information that Kieran has, her husband is also disappeared, gone mad, killed.
Right.
But it's the two parts. They were working together on this thing, whatever it is.
And you have this resonator with you, or...?
Oh, you'd have to ask Kieran about that. I don't know.
Yeah, well, we had it in two parts.
You don't know.
Did you say she gave you a letter?
Oh, yes, it was a letter from my grandson. It was...
Okay.
Yes, yeah. These lot have to be the same question. No, it was from my grandson
telling me
he was appointed to Dranau Church.
But then you've already met Florent, because you brought up on the boat, didn't you?
Well, this is turning into quite the pickle, I suppose.
No, that would be the dog.
Well, that's a fair point. That's what we could do with a bit of levity right now.
Yes, well...
Yeah, so...
I suppose we should get an early start in the morning, then.
Yes.
I don't think we can afford to dilly-dally.
So if I understand it properly, you've got a book that you can't decode, a piece of equipment you don't know what it does.
No, they don't have the equipment, I don't think, no.
No, okay, so you just have the book you can't decode, and
we've got to track down Siegfried's notes.
You've got to find Siegfried's notes.
Oh, we've got them. I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't have this information.
So we've got the cipher... We've got Siegfried notes, we haven't got the resonator, and we think we might find more clues in this tower further down the coast.
Well, we're told that there was a mention of Jenrik's tower, and then there's a place, her uncle's place over in Kessig.
Right, okay.
Which is a long ways from here, so we thought while we were in Innistrad, it would make sense to travel down this side first.
Well, I can say right now, Kieran, if your task is to release the Archangel, I'm with you to the end, sir.
That's awesome. Yes.
Well, Esther, you've always been part of the church here, and I know that you consider coming away from the church to adventure with us, but in a way, you're continuing work for the church by doing that, if, and you said you...
No, I'm determined to see this through to the end now.
Well, I mean, that's great.
I mean, I have considerably more, well, not to brag, but I've got considerably more experience than you.
Well, Kewin and Ogvar started out as a pair, and then I have
more knowledge of the world. I'm older. If I can help in any way, that is what I will do.
Everybody has different skill sets, and the more we can put together, the more positive, hopefully, the outcome, the more skills we have to complete this task.
Did Galor know any of this?
No.
I don't believe he does.
I don't know anything about Galor's background at all. I don't know anything about his background, actually, and Kewin knows more than the rest of us, I think. But that was, I think, from earlier days, wasn't it, Kewin?
Yes.
Right,
time for some sleep. I finally found which book the notes
were in from.
Good work.
I've got four different books.
Right, you lot, time to get your heads down then, I think. Probably the quicker we get out this mire, the quicker we can get back up to Janelle. And then, from what you said, we're heading south then after that?
Yeah, well, our plans collectively were the fact that we were going to leave Janelle, but then we met you and Galor, and then Esther had this little thing that we needed to do that we picked up from the guild to do the lighthouse, but I don't think there's much time for that. I think somebody else is going to have to sort that one out. We really need to make tracks, and we've extracted all the information that I think we can get from Janao, so we need to kind of maybe pick up something to do on the way down to Selhof, because the trip down to Selhof is about... Is it about a week to Selhof? About 5 days?
Is that overland?
It's about a week down to Selhof via the roads.
Yeah.
We could go by boat.
It would probably take you longer by boat, to be honest.
Okay, road it is then.
Yeah, well, I think we need to make tracks out of Janao. When we get back, we need to get Pickle, get ourselves organised and get gone out of Janao and start our way
down. I just imagine you walking out of a bar with a jar of pickles.
I'm loving the fact that everybody's very concerned about getting my dog.
Pickle!
But no one mentioned Galor.
He's given up on Galor. He's gone. Boy,
well,
he's gone.
I think we're just assuming that he's looked after himself. We don't know where he's gone.
I'm hoping he's got my dog.
Well, yeah, so...
You're busking with your dog?
Yeah, it's out on some street
what,
corner.
What is it, a street cat named Bob?
Yeah.
A street dog named Pickle?
No, yeah, I reckon you just get back and, you know, pick up Pickle. Make sure Pickle's picked up, whichever. But, and then we'll... just have a run up to see if there's a... If we can see Galor in that... top one, just to see.
Yeah, we can check with the guild.
Well,
we probably want to go down and just pick up some supplies as quickly
as we can
get back.
Fresh.
We can check with the guild, because he was registered with the guild, because he was doing... That was a job for the guild that he was doing with Caddo, wasn't it?
Yeah,
He's been back in there and leave. We can leave a message.
Yeah, do that. Yes. Get Pickle.
Yeah. So Are you guys watching tonight, are you? Is that what you were discussing?
Yeah, you two have a bit of rest, you know.
Well, that's appreciated. Thank you very much.
We thought you could do with a decent night's kip.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yes,
thank you.
That'd be so kind of you.
Right, well, I'm going to sort of...
Yep.
Rowan! Okay, Rowan, I'm just going to leave you to it. I'm going to bed.
I'm just going to... Put a bit of oil on the old armour, just, make sure it doesn't rust, you know, just give it a quick once-over.
Okay, so Esther and Alora go to bed.
Anyway, right, it's time you all went to go to bed so I can polish my holy symbol.
It's not a euphemism for anything, is it? Please!
Just do it quietly, please.
I'm going to need if so, I need those earmuffs you were wearing.
Well, I called them earmuffs.
Oh my god.
Amazing what you can do with a rabbit in extremis.
If we hear a.
Right, okay. So, you spent the day walking, you've encountered no nasties.
Nope.
You've set up a camp, you've set up some defences overnight, and Esther and Alora have gone to bed, and what are the three of you doing?
Well, I said that I was cleaning and oiling my
armour. Yep, so you maintain your armour.
He's polishing his rockets. He's polishing his holy symbol. He's polishing his rockets. And he's polishing his holy symbol.
My rockets?
Continue.
Getting single without understanding. Oh, God.
You haven't lived.
I'm doing middle watch,
and up until bedtime, I am just.
He's up until midnight. Just
petting his raven.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right, so
and that is a euphemism.
So we got polishing the symbol, petting his raven, and oiling. Oiling his dick.
Yeah.
Good thing the ladies went to bed, really.
Oh God!
It's Christmas.
By the way, I have given my winter blanket to I've got my cloak. I've given my blanket to Esther.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Just a rough so, into the tent.
So who's taking first watch? Is it you, Spencer?
Yep, I've got first watch.
Okay, so Caddo's got first watch. The pair of you, Ogvar and Kewin, you've both gone to bed at this point, and that's when your watch truly starts. Make me a percentage roll, 40%.
40%?
40% percentage roll.
I'll go 50 to 90.
Okay, inside good or outside good?
Let's go inside good. 36.
Is that good or bad?
That's out. Side. So bad.
Bad. Okay. Okay.
It wasn't going to last, was it, people?
Okay. 18.
You just had a look on your face if you could say something then.
Yeah, I've got a cup of tea in the kitchen.
Oh. So is that a...
Do you want to go get your cup of tea while I find the stats?
Yeah, that'd be lovely.
Oh, I'll grab it.
I've sent Ewok does. He's on... Is Ewok on watch?
You're teaching him to scout as well?
Yeah, I am.
If they know, I'm glad I've got my holy symbol in my hand already, see?
20. Thank you very much. Really?
That's it,
lovely. Who is on watch? It's you, isn't it, Spencer?
It is.
Right, make me a spot check, please.
Yep, certainly.
Do you have... No, you don't have dark vision.
No, I'm human.
Take a minus 6 on that roll.
Oh, that's harsh.
What did you roll? 5?
No, so I've ended up with all in 7.
7, right, okay.
Very focused on polishing my holy symbol.
Lovely. Right. Whereabouts are you in the camp?
Well, I'd be by the fire if I'm on watch.
Okay, so if the fire is set, the fire's around the centre of the camp.
I would assume so.
Okay, so. This is going to be fun.
Brings worth out of that today, isn't it?
Okay, so
oh dear.
What's your AC?
16.
Lie.
No, 16.
Okay, so it doesn't confirm critical.
That's handy. You must have been polishing your holy symbol like this. Polishing or
punching? Yeah. No, clearly I've had grass between my two legs, holding it in the air whilst I was on my back.
So you are going to take...
A beating? I mean, I just...
4 points of damage and make me a fortitude save, please.
Oh, I can deal with 4 points of damage.
No, that's only the first
part. Fortitude save.
Yep.
Oh, that's better. 25 all in.
Yeah, okay, you've saved. Right. As, creeping out of the shadows behind you, arrives a large, monstrous spider that swoops down and takes a bite into your shoulder.
That's come out of that bloody tree. If you hadn't made a tree... The spider wouldn't have come out of it.
So roll initiative, please.
Oh.
Well, you're all asleep.
I'm in my tent.
Are you reacting to this?
I'm looking back in the eyelids at the moment.
Are you reacting to the spider biting you?
I'm going to shout something. Yeah.
Okay.
Quite loud.
Shouting something. Everyone make me a listen check.
It's probably likely to involve the words. I assume I can tell it's a bloody great spider.
Oh yeah, you can see it's a spider.
I'm 14.
13 for Ogwa.
That'll be an 8 for Laura. She's obviously still knocking back the Zeds.
Okay. Anyone under a 10 is still asleep. Okay, so
who is... What, Esther?
Well, she was a 2, so... she's comatose. Really?
We obviously wore her out a lot.
Okay, so you two both heard it.
Yep.
Roll initiative as well. What was your initiative?
I got a 19. Hang on, that's so 20 all in.
I'm not
19.
So you had 20. Sorry.
Not 20 all in. Yeah.
20. Yep. Okay.
It's initiative now.
Yep.
12. Please.
Okay, so the top of the round is Caddo.
Well, all joking aside about holy symbols and stuff, I see as I was on watch, I would have had a weapon to hand because I'm not that bad an adventurer.
Okay.
I'm going to try and whack it with the weapon that would have been to hand, which would have been a Morning Star, I would imagine.
Okay, so roll to hit.
Fourteen
hits. Roll your damage.
Heaven for that. 9.
9 points of damage. Okay. So, next up, are you doing anything else?
I shall continue to make loud noise as I fight off said spider, being aware that the more loud noise I make, the more chance that help is going to arrive at pace.
Okay. So next up we have Kewin. You are still in your tent.
Okay. Well, I haven't managed to take
please
my armour off yet.
Okay, you haven't taken your armour, okay.
Oiling himself up.
No, I was oiling my boots.
Ready for Mr. Innistrad.
But I have got my boots are off, but I'm still in my armour, cleaning my boots.
Okay, so
Mr. April.
I'm gonna put my boots on.
Okay.
Okay, me armoured boots. And I'm gonna.
Right, so to put your boots on and get out of the tent, that's going to take your full round.
That's perfectly fine.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna go. Oh! What's up? Hello!
Okay.
Does anyone else hear this? I mean, Kewin's not exactly the quiet.
You and Laura are asleep. You and Esther are asleep. So.
Until the next turn, at least.
Yeah.
So, Spidly is next. Spider is going to once again attempt to attack Caddo. With a 18 on the roll, that's definitely going to hit you.
It is, you're quite
okay,
right.
Okay, so it's going to hit you, so... 12 points of damage.
Okay.
Plus a 40 save, please.
Pick. I might become a flaming torch again at this rate. We don't like that. That's going to be 8.
Oh my dear. Right, okay, but I hope this one's low. Okay, you take 5 points of strength damage.
Of strength damage?
Strength damage.
What, damage to his strength?
Yes.
Why does everything that attacks me attack my strength?
What's your strength at now?
It's now at 6.
He's weaker than an average human being.
Weaker than most things.
Can you even pick up that holy symbol now?
At the moment, I'm weaker than the dog.
Okay. Right, so next up we have Ogvar.
Okay, Ogvar is not going to bother with armour. He's just going to grab his bow and run straight out of the tent.
Yep.
Would he need to take a turn to equip his bow, or can he just grab it as he comes out of the tent?
You can grab and move at the same time.
Okay, so can I see where I am
Yeah, there's the bloody great F-off spider in the middle of the camp.
Okay, great.
You're not missing it.
Okay.
It's a really big, large creature. You can see it's like carapace and its legs, and you can see the hairs on its legs and little feet.
Is it actually attached? Is it on me?
No, it's kind of looming over you, and it's just kind of bitten down and just gone.
Right. It's come down on its.
It's. You can imagine it's actually probably snuck into camp.
Okay, it hasn't come
it's
down.
It's just
from
like
anywhere.
Wandered in.
How'd it go?
That's great imagery.
Now everybody is doing spider impressions.
The DM has just showed us how a spider walks.
If we four of us line up in a row, we can get its legs individually.
Oh, to live stream.
Okay, so yeah, Ogvar will attempt to shoot it with his bow.
Okay. Roll to hit.
How far away am I from it? Am I within 30 foot?
Oh, because the tents are fairly close to the fire, so yeah, you're well within 30 foot. You're probably 15 foot away from it max at most.
Is it flanking?
Yes, because it's behind Caddo.
Okay, so I will do two shots with rapid shot.
Okay.
And obviously it will qualify for point blank shot.
Yep.
So that's going to be the. It'll nullify the minus two for the rapid shot. So makes it right. And I'll get a plus one for point blank shot.
Okay.
And roll a plus one.
Okay.
On top of.
Yep.
17 plus.
Yep, hit.
Plus an 8, yeah. That's the first shot.
Yep.
What those new dice?
17 again, so two shots.
Hit.
Yeah, cool.
Okay, so roll your damage for both.
So it's 1d8 plus 1. I don't add anything to this, do I? This conversation was having the other day.
What with your bow?
Composite
should
bow.
Be, that's your plus one with your strength,
yeah. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I've got
that's what you get on that.
That's cool. Okay, so first shot is a 7.
Okay.
And the other one is another 7. Did you buy me weighted dice?
You better hope I didn't.
Magnet under it
somewhere. You better hope I didn't, because I've got the same set as well.
Not so much bought as filed to.
Yeah.
Okay. So, that is two massive hits. You fire your arrow, rapid shot, two arrows are let loose. And they both kind of, one wedges itself in almost like the, where the kind of shoulder joint on its foreleg is. It wedges itself in, and you see it's like leg kind of, it's now kind of stuck mid-air in position. And the other one lands in the eye.
Oh, nice, yeah.
And it kind of rears up on its legs and it screeches and its big, spiky kind of like spider legs, they can kind of, you see where it drives into the ground and leaves a divot quite close to you, Caddo.
Caddo, are you okay?
Well, thanks for that. Let's kill this thing before it bites me again.
Kuin, are you up?
Yeah, I'm ready now. I had to put my boots on.
And Caddo, you're up next.
Have you got a timer on what's going on in the oven?
It probably needs checking.
It'll last another round.
It's all right. It's smelling dumb.
That takes 1d 13 points of cooking damage.
There's a spider standing in the fire. That's what it is.
Right, so I'm not going to turn myself into a ball of flesh. I don't feel like grappling a spider.
It's got more limbs than you.
Yeah, I'm gonna try hitting it again with the Morning Star.
Okay, roll to hit.
13.
Doesn't hit.
Oh.
It's come round to his go again, but have we rolled to see if we wake up with all this noise yet? Because mine and Esther's turn has been fine.
Yeah, I've shouted.
Mm. Well, he's been yelling. Whoop!
What's he been yelling? Roll a listen check. Roll a listen check and run.
That'll be a 19.
Yeah, you wake up. So does Esther.
Hey,
so much for a peaceful
What's going
night,
on? Sir? It's the. What's all that noise?
Spider!
What?
So would they?
They'll have to roll. She'll have to roll in on initiative in a second.
Ooh. Oh, that's a nat 20. Plus 3.
Doesn't that 20 give you any advantage in initiative?
Just puts me top of the round. In fact, I rolled 23, to be honest.
Oh.
Well, that was a good session.
As I said, for live stream.
That's all.
Over an asbestos mouth.
Yep, 2 points of fire damage.
Roll for constitution.
I think I burnt my teeth.
That's a skill.
Right, okay.
Oh no, I told a lie, it was 24. I got a 4. Initiative.
Okay, Kieran, you're up next.
Okay.
Because you and Esther won't come in until the next round now.
Okay. Well, I'm going to...
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to... It's not a charge over at the...
You're charging, yeah?
Charging at the
Okay, plus
spot.
2 to attack.
Ace.
And have I got flanking as well?
You won't have flanking, no.
Okay. Okay. So that's... 17, 25, 27.
Yeah, that hits.
Oh, that's going to hit.
Okay, roll your damage.
Okay. That's with my fire. Oh, 3 points of damage.
Oh, we thought it got so much better.
Okay.
Huh?
Yeah. It started strong, didn't he? Started strong and it petered out.
You go charging up to the spider, but the only thing you can really reach is its leg, so you take a good slam at its leg as you go past. Next up is the spider. The spider is going to attempt to hit Kieran, the last person who hit him.
Mm. Oh.
She's
20.
On fire over there, isn't she?
No.
One.
The spider.
Oh, that's all.
You say that. I always find a way to turn the situation to my advantage. The spider attempts to bite again, but with one leg knocked out from underneath it with a Morningstar flail?
It's the Morningstar.
Morningstar. And the other one locked up at the joint with an arrow. It overbalances and falls sideways. Make me a reflex save, Kewin and Caddo.
Oh God, now I'm going to be under a spider.
20.
Very grumbly.
12.
20 or 12, yeah. You manage to jump out of the way as this spider just kind of boom, down onto its side, all kind of like legs. You know, you see a dead spider and their legs have just gone.
Yeah.
It's doing that, but it's still alive.
How big is this spider?
It is a large spider. It is...
size of a dog,
I'm
a horse,
5'10" and it was
donkey.
Over me.
It's probably about double the size of a standard human character.
Okay.
Oh, it's what? Big spider.
They're big.
Oh, right, yeah.
Big chunky spiders.
Wish I wasn't in my pyjamas now.
Yeah. So it's now kind of like on its side or kind of like listing onto its back and its legs are just like... kind of dying.
Thank you.
And Ogvar, it's your turn.
Okay, cool. Am I still in flanking?
Yes, you are.
Oh, wait. So I see no reason to... Oh.
Is it prone?
No, you're no longer in flanking.
But is it prone?
It is prone, though.
What does that do?
Is it...
It means you'll be attacking on the... not touch. Is it touch? Flat-footed. You'll be attacking to a flat-footed rather than a...
Oh, wait.
Moving target.
I see no reason to change what I'm doing, so I will let go with another 2 arrows, please.
Okay, well, hit.
Okay. With 2 shots. 20. 2 shots in it, yeah. 15. So what do we say? That's going to be 15 plus 7. It's getting on for 22 and a bit. And a bit more.
22 and a bit?
22 and a bit more.
22 and a bit.
And that's going to be another 17, so it's another. It's more than one before, so.
Hit.
It's good.
Okay,
hey, Laura's
going back to bed.
Okay, so 2 plus a 1. That's 5.
Yep.
And a 7.
Awesome. As it's lying on the floor, it's kind of like you see its legs kind of almost contracting and it's trying to roll around a bit.
Oh, nice.
You release these 2 arrows buried down to the fletching in its eyes, in 2 of its eyes, and it kind of... And then just kind of, all of its like legs kind of just curl inwards as it dies.
Wee.
And it is dead.
Nice.
Nice shot there. You know. Laura's should wake up more often.
Laura's going to bumble out of her tent and go, what's going on out here? What's happening? What was that? There's a lot of noise. What's going on?
Everyone make me a spot check.
That's a 13 from Laura.
That's a
17. 8 from Ogbar.
10 from me.
Yeah. Kewin, as you're looking around, looking for more danger, you look over towards Esther's tent and you see a slight gap in the tent and a pair of eyes kind of sideways looking out, squinting. And then the tent just flaps shut and she's just gone.
I think Esther's knocking above her coming out. Mind you, we have finished it. That was terribly good shooting there.
I seem to have dispatched with him. And, I'm going to walk over and try and retrieve some arrows.
Yep. You managed to retrieve the three from its eyes easily.
Yep.
They're covered in eye goop, though.
Okay.
Bit of vitreous fluid there. And the other one, give me a strength check.
Just add me modifier to it, yeah?
Yep, strength check and a dexterity check as well.
It's going to be a 10.
On
strength.
Yep.
And a dexterity. It's going to be a 12.
Yeah, you just about managed to get the arrow out without damaging it too badly. It's slightly damaged, but it's not past the point of being usable.
Cool.
Okay.
Did this spider have fangs?
Ooh.
I'd like to check the spider's head to see if it's got fangs.
Okay, you check the spider's head and it's got fangs.
Alright, I'm going to take out a dagger and see if I can cut a fang out of its face.
Okay, are you spending time doing this?
Yeah.
Okay. Spending time doing this, well, I'll get onto that in a second. What are the rest of you doing?
Go back to bed.
Yeah. Yep, go back to bed.
Suppose I better. Go back.
Okay. Well, we probably need to drag this out of the camp, don't we? If it's that big.
Well, Alora's standing there half dressed because she still has no idea what's going on. She's just very confused. It's dark and there's a lot of hoo ha going on.
The spider, although the spider's large, it's actually not impeding on anybody's tent or anywhere. It's not impeding on anybody's tent anywhere. It's just there.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Would you like another sausage roll, Spencer?
Well, I'd like to play the crockery drums.
Here it comes.
Yay. Thank you very much.
That's a full house.
What was I saying? Yeah, so it's not actually going to impede you probably overnight. It's just going to be a dead spider. It's up to you if you want to do it or not. But I will say it probably wouldn't attract any predators, if that's what you're worried about.
Oh, right, okay.
Crumbs down.
What sort of predators does a two-man-sized spider have?
Not a lot,
wouldn't you like to know?
But if you want some, help, I'll... I have to get out of my pyjamas and into something more practical.
Well, I can give him out. I'm fully clothed here. I'll give him a bit of a... get this out of here.
It's just the bites made me feel really weak, so I thought some of the venom might be useful.
Okay, well, I'll give it a go. Right, okay. What? No, I mean, I'm going to need a hand here. I can't do it by myself.
Let me get my boots on.
So I'm cutting a fang out before I'm... Yeah.
That's a 7.
Okay. If you want to cut out a fang venom sacs, you're going to have to do that before it's been dragged off.
Yeah,
it's going to take you a good while to do that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it worthwhile? Probably not. Sod it.
Okay. So what are you doing? You're trying to drag it
off?
Well,
I couldn't drag it off by myself, so...
No, you've kind of grabbed one of the legs and the leg's just gone... Pop! You popped a leg off.
Laura's still stood there. Will somebody tell me what is going on here?
We got attacked by this thing.
What thing? I can't see anything. It's
there's
dark.
There's a dead giant spider just by the fire over here, Laura.
Say what?
A dead giant spider. We've managed to kill it. We're just trying to get it out of the camp in case it attracts stuff.
Is there anything else, or can I just go back to bed?
Well, you go back to bed. You'll be all right.
Cool. So, Alora's going back to bed.
Right, so Ogvar has been into his tent and just put his boots on. So he's now wearing boots and pyjamas.
Okay.
Well, boots and night
I'm loving that you change into pyjamas for your...
night attire, whatever night attire is.
You tell me shirt, stripy. Like a shirt thing.
Have you got like a hat?
Leggings.
With a bobble on the end.
A wee willy winky hat.
Yeah.
Are they stripy pyjamas?
Unfortunately, I can't run upstairs or downstairs.
What, not all the night long?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Tent's already single story. Okay,
we're going to have a...
Okay, you've gone into your tent. You've got boots on.
Yes.
You are stood outside with a spider's leg in your arms.
Yes. Whoops. Well.
What are you doing, Caddo? You've had a poke around. You've kind of like lifted open its mouth and been like,
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to give up on that idea. I might be tempted to... I'm going to cast Cure Moderate Wounds on myself, I think.
Okay.
Just on the basis that it bloody hurt when it bit me.
Okay.
So, I'm going to do that as my domain spell.
Okay.
Although I'm about to, after my watch, I'm going to go back to bed and get all of these back anyway. But anyway.
This attack has occurred actually quite early on in your watch, maybe about half an hour in.
So 8 plus 1 is 9. 4 plus 1 is 5. So 14. I've cured myself for 14 points.
Okay, you get 14 hit points back. Or up to your maximum, if that's hit the maximum.
Most of them back.
Okay.
Not all of them, but most of them.
Okay. So what are you doing with this spider?
We're going to try
shifting
and...
Shifting it?
Yeah.
Okay, who's shifting it?
Me and Ogva.
Okay. Both of you make strength checks.
That's... 12.
7.
Okay. You're able to roll it slightly out the way. Where you've built your camp, it is on like a slight little slope, and you've got it kind of pushed just enough that as you roll it over... The entire spider just whee down the little hill. You've rolled the spider.
Some of the noises today have been brilliant.
I say that, you know, you the thing like, that weighs like that much weight, you know, walking around on those spindly little legs, it was a bit weird.
You kind of hear kind of crashing and splashing. It's like the legs kind of go over and go woo, and then the back goes wee, and and it rolls down the hill.
You could use that leg as your pointy stick tomorrow.
Oh, I've got a stick.
You give it a bit of a try out, and you're holding the top, and the rest of it's going as you're trying to like
maybe
wiggling it around.
I didn't realise it was quite so floppy.
Yeah, it's got joints.
I assume this. This strength poison is the same as the last strength poison, as in it's not a poison that can be cured, it's an interstate...
It's damage to your stats,
instantaneous effect.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, it's just going to be a fortnight then before I recover any sort of...
Okay. So, you've rolled the spider away. Cheers. It's kind of blown off a bit like tumbleweed.
Cool.
What are you doing?
Another night in the wilds, but this time our companions dig in some defences in an effort to deter any danger. Whilst the boys went about their business of polishing their personal prides, Caddo's cheek with Esther earned him a soggy sock to the face. Sadly, the sound night's sleep that was so desperately needed did not transpire as an angry arachnid crept into camp and caused chaos.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Having you as a listener means everything to us. So, whichever streaming service you choose to listen to us with, please give us a like, subscribe and follow. We would love for you to join us on our Facebook or Twitter page, where you can catch up with all of our latest news. While you're waiting for the next episode of Secrets of the Silver City, why not pop over to our website, where you can read all of the information about this campaign, from backstories to setting. All of the links are in the bio of this episode. Join us again next week for the next instalment. Thank you for listening.